This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 712, Unnatural IELTS Capitals and Key Words.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we answer two high-level IELTS questions from our Three Keys community, and you'll learn valuable strategies for your next IELTS test.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, what's going on in Boston?
Hey, not much, Jessica. We are getting into May pretty soon here, so it's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I know. Like, I'm already having to make all these summer plans, like trying to figure out. Yeah. I'm sure all the parents listening, I know there are a lot of parents listening, childcare, like summertime childcare is a struggle.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to do when school gets out. So, yeah, those are the plans I'm making right now. Do you have any like cool summer plans? Like, are you going to travel anywhere?
Yeah, we're thinking about taking the Canadian Rockies road trip. Like, driving like, you know, out west, but checking out the Canadian Rockies, kind of Lake Louise and that area and parts of the west too. I just love the west, you know?
Me
I just love
too.
It.
You know, that's also something that James and I have been talking about is we want to take more road trips, but go the other way. So like we've explored the Oregon coast, right? We've been into Washington, Southern Oregon, but I want to go east this summer.
Yeah.
I want to like go into Idaho and explore some other places there that we've never been to because Idaho's gorgeous.
Yeah, that was on the list too. Idaho, for sure. For sure. That's been recommended to me actually, exploring parts of Idaho. Yeah.
Yeah. I just heard an interview with, Christina Hendricks is her name. She was on WTF and she is from Idaho and she just was talking about how gorgeous it is and the Twin Falls area and the rivers and the mountains and there's nothing else like it. And that sort of cemented my motivation for exploring that area James this summer. So yeah, lots of road trips this summer.
Oh, it's definitely part of the American experience for sure.
Oh, for sure.
And for our listeners, if you guys are in the Connected Communicator, you know all about that because in that course, we take you across the country by video lesson and you get a chance to experience some of that. You know, what is it like to talk to a cowboy in Wyoming? What's it like to talk to a surfer in California? You find out in the course.
Yes, you talk. How many native speakers is it? I don't remember the number now, but it's more than you've ever met or you're going to meet in the summer. It's amazing. And you go all over the country with Lindsay and me and the accents and the vocab and everything. The Connected Communicator, like if you guys are studying IELTS, focus on IELTS. Get into Three Keys. That's what that course is for. But Connected Communicator is great for after IELTS when you're like, oh my God, I got the scores I need. I'm going to be living in England. I'm going to be living in Canada, in America.
Yeah.
How am I going to talk to people? Then that's the time for Connected Communicator.
That's so true. And there really is no other course out there that takes you on a road trip around a native speaking country like the US. So guys, go over and check it out. If you are ready for a course like that, a fluency course and listening course, go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Perfect. All right. So what are we getting into today, Jessica?
Well, we are going to talk about some recent questions from our Facebook group. So it's so active, guys. Yeah. Our Three Keys Facebook group, you can only be in there if you're a Three Keys student. But once you're in there, then you can ask a member, an expert from our team, and we answer your question like usually the same day, but we say within a couple days just to be safe. And anything about English, about IELTS, about this weird, you know, matching heading question you don't understand, and it's all there, it's all supported, you get your answers, other students chime in, great conversations. So we're gonna talk about a couple recent questions from the Facebook group.
Exactly. So we're going to start with a good one from our student here, and I'll just go ahead and read the question and then let's dive in. Are you ready?
Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right. So we love how the student opened the question. He or she said, "Hello, IELTS fighters."
I love it. I know.
"I have a strange but simple question." I like that term. Strange but simple.
Yeah.
"I am quite confused. Why does the word Western start with a capital letter and sometimes it does not start with a capital letter? Please help me out. Thanks."
That is a great question. And you know, like even Lindsay and I had to stop to think about it. We're like, huh, when does it start with a capital letter? So it starts with a capital. You need to capitalize the W for West or the E for East when you're referencing a specific place or a characteristic of that place, right? So I would say like Western medicine, you would capitalize the W because it's a specific place, right?
Yeah.
And then also talking about the Western United States, like a Western ranch, a Western state of mind, then I would capitalize the W.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So it always comes back to specific, you know, person, place or thing. Or is it more general? Is it more, can it not be linked back to a person, place or thing specifically?
Exactly. And then we don't capitalize it if we're not sure exactly where it is, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like Western migration. Like we're not sure where they're sort of ending up. It's more just an adjective for the migration, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're just saying like just coming from a direction, like, you have to go east on this street, then you don't capitalize the E, right? Because it's not referencing like, the West, the East. You're just talking about the direction itself. Then you don't capitalize it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For sure. And then another example that we found in the dictionary is our company's Western office. So it's not if it were a capital W, it would also probably be a capital O. It'd be like a specific name of an office building.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. So that's how that would play in. I love that. But what does this tell us kind of more generally about capitals and lower cases on the IELTS exam, Jessica? What do you think on the writing test?
It's not as easy as we think. If even Lindsay and I had to stop and think about this answer, right? Yeah. So guys, if you are at all unsure about capitals, like if you didn't know the answer today, then maybe you should consider the strategy of writing in all capital letters. That way, you're never gonna be wrong, right? So on reading, on listening, even the writing exam, you can write in all caps. And that way, you're sure that you're not gonna make this mistake and you're not marked down. It's, you know, there's no reason not to do that.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you need to kind of know yourself, know your level, maybe coming from your native language. I don't know. Maybe in your native language, capitals and lowercases aren't necessarily used or something.
Right.
So it's just not natural for you. So that's why practice tests are important. Practicing strategies, understanding the test, what's going to be asked of you. That's why you need to know that stuff ahead of time.
Exactly. Exactly. Just like Ryoki, who we talked to a couple weeks ago, who got a 9 on speaking, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
But he talks about how imperative, how vital it is to have a system that tells you exactly what happens on the test. And you do need these skills and strategies. I mean, he's been studying in Melbourne. He could be basically considered a native speaker, right? He's been immersed, not a native speaker, but fluent, I should say, because he's been immersed in English. And still, he's like, you know what? I need some IELTS help.
He's so smart. That's so smart that he, you know, he knows what he needs. He goes and he gets it and then he succeeds even further. I remember the first time he took the test, he scored amazing scores. Yeah. I can't remember his band score the first time, but it was high and it was enough to get him to Australia. Yes. Right. And then he went there and now he took it again and he's just soaring. Did you say a 9 overall or was that a
nine
in right on speaking? Awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, it was incredible. Wow. And tomorrow we're going to talk to Andrea, who also got amazing scores and is, I would say, near native. English is her second language, but growing up. And she needed our system as well. So yes, these skills and strategies. And Ryoki was also super active in the Facebook group, just like the students we're talking about today. So yeah, that's a really good point that, gosh, I mean, when do you capitalize the W or the E for Western and Eastern? If you're not sure, just write in all caps. But the rules we said today, those are the rules, but they're not like, I wouldn't say they're naturally known to a lot of students.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's why we're lucky to have you, Jessica. As an ex-examiner, you know that that's a strategy that we can give our listeners, right? We've announced that already on this podcast, that you guys know that Jessica was an examiner of IELTS for, what was it, 14 years?
14 years.
Yeah. So I feel like just your average tutor, English tutor, or even IELTS tutor wouldn't know that they could recommend you that strategy, honestly.
True. Yeah, exactly. Because if you can write in all caps, I think a lot of teachers would just say no automatically because they're like, that's weird. Like, why would you do that? So I think a lot of people would probably tell you no unless they actually knew the exam. Yeah. What do you say we do one more question from Facebook?
Definitely. What is that next question?
So Cynthia asked a good question, and I also like the way she starts. Hello, Jessica Beck and IELTS colleagues. I hope you do. You're all doing good. I love it. Everybody's so polite and kind. We really do, like, it really is a goal of ours to create a kind community on here, I think.
Definitely.
So she says, I've got a question regarding the listening part. Is there any tip when someone is not having enough time to underline keywords for all the questions? As I am not underlining them all, I am getting lost managing finding the keywords while listening to the audio. So that's tricky. So she obviously has been through our listening module. She's using our strategies. And I think the issue here actually is that she's trying to underline too many keywords before she listens.
Yeah, it's hard because that's why you need a strategy system, because understanding what is a keyword and what is not a keyword is not always intuitive unless you learn it.
Yeah. And that is part of the listening module. So you learn these strategies, but then you see the examples, right? And then we show you in these questions, these are the words that you would underline. These are the key words. So basically, guys, keywords are the words that carry the most information or the most special words, right? So always names and numbers, of course, and then often nouns and verbs. So these are the words that are going to stick out when you're listening. And so those are the ones you can catch.
Yeah, so things like articles, for example, wouldn't be a keyword, right? The, a, for, things like that. Or prepositions, for, from. Yeah, not keywords because they're not really that significant.
And also, like, often adjectives and adverbs are not going to be keywords in listening. They might be in reading, but I would say in listening, those are probably just extraneous words that may not be, like, mentioned directly while you're listening, right? It's going to be more paraphrased. But yeah, the nouns and the verbs, right, the central, the words you need to understand the sentence. Like, if somebody is, say, they are running quickly, right? Quickly may not be central to understanding. Like, you just need to know they're running. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
need to focus on the words that carry the information.
Yeah. So clearly we need to know the differences between the reading and the listening test in that sense. There are very nuanced differences beyond just how the test looks, right?
Yeah.
Very specific things that we just need to know. That's
exactly
awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. And that is a good point, how there would be different keywords in reading and listening. So yeah, we cover all of that in Three Keys IELTS, you guys. And the reading strategies, students get nines all the time. So they definitely work. So guys, if you want to become a Three Keys student and be a part of this very supportive and positive community and also get high scores, remember, you can also get a bonus because you are a podcast fan. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yeah, awesome. We're excited to see you guys in this Facebook group asking these kinds of, again, these two, again, today are kind of next level questions.
Yeah.
Right? Because these students have been through the course. They know what to ask. And it is so nice when you can ask good questions. It's so empowering.
Exactly. There is never a question in Facebook when I'm just like, oh my God, like, I told you this in the writing module or whatever. Like, you know, no, these are all, I would say these are things that you're not going to get advice on anywhere else because they are so thoughtful, right? Like, course creators and teachers don't think about these questions because we're coming at it from a different way. Whereas students, like, you're the ones that have these questions because there are things that you're missing. So Facebook, that's where you can get those answers.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this has been a good episode today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out on the microphone.
On the mic. My pleasure. Mic. Thank you, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.